This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. He said peace, security and stability of the South China Sea is in the interest of the entire Indo-Pacific region. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vietnam, Laos, PDR today. Highlighting concern over the ongoing conflict in different regions of the world, Mr. Modi said, development should be the approach and not expansionism. The Prime Minister said that everyone wants peace and stability to be restored in Eurasia and the West Asia region. He reiterated that this is not an age of war and solutions to problems cannot come from the battlefield. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi and his Lao PDR counterpart Sanoxe Siphendon today held productive discussions aimed at further strengthening bilateral ties, including in key sectors of cooperation such as heritage conservation and restoration, development partnership, capacity building, economic, defense, culture and people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi also met his Thailand counterpart Pettongtorn Shinawatra on the sidelines of East Asia Summit in Vientiane today. The leaders exchanged views on areas of India-Thailand bilateral relations and ways to forge closer regional cooperation through BIMSTEC. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has left for New Delhi after his successful two-day visit of Lao PDR. Saurabh Chandrakar, one of the main promoters of the Mahadev betting app, was arrested by authorities in Dubai today. Chandrakar is alleged kingpin of the Mahadev betting app scam, was arrested following a red corner notice issued by the Enforcement Directorate last year. According to the sources, the extradition process has already commenced and it is expected that Chandrakar could be returned to India within a week. Durga Puja festivities have reached its peak in different parts of the country, especially in East India. Today is Durga Ashtami, which marks the 8th day of Navratri, a festival dedicated to worship 9 forms of Goddess Durga. Goddess Mahagauri is worshipped on the occasion of Durga Ashtami, which is considered one of the most sacred and celebrated days of Navratri. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion of Durga Puja. In Tamil Nadu, Ayudh Puja is celebrated today, where people worship tools and equipment in their homes and offices. The rituals including cleaning, decorating and puja. People also worship their books and vehicles today and put tilak on their equipment and also place garlands on them. Noel Tata has been unanimously appointed chairperson of Tata Trust, the philanthropic arm of the Tata Group, today. This decision was made during a board meeting following the passing of Ratan Tata on Wednesday at the age of 86. In Bangladesh, a crown of Goddess Kali at the Jeshoreshwari Temple in Satkira was stolen yesterday. In a social media post, the High Commission of India in Bangladesh said that the crown was gifted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Jeshoreshwari Kali Temple in March 2021 during his visit to Bangladesh. The High Commission urged the government of Bangladesh to recover the crown. In Pakistan, at least 20 miners were killed and 8 injured when an unidentified armed man attacked a coal mine in the Duki area of Balochistan province this morning. The attackers used hand grenades and rocket launchers in the attack. The attack is the latest in a string of violence in Pakistan. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup Cricket, Australia will take on Pakistan in the Group A match at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai this evening. Yesterday, in the Group B match, West Indies defeated Bangladesh by 8 wickets at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium in the UAE. And in tennis, India's Jeevan Nedoncherian and Vijay Sundar Prashant will lock horns with the unseeded pair of Piotr Matuszewski and Karol Drzewiecki of Poland in the men's doubles semi-final of the Valencia Open Tennis in Spain this evening. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, South Interior, Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Saurashtra and Kutch during the 2-3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.